Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. Have you ever been in a conversation with someone, and maybe someone has been accused of something that is wrong, or maybe their character is in question, and they will say, "But listen, I am sincere." You know, we often use the word sincerity in a way in which it was never meant to be used, and I want us today to, in this segment, look at the word sincere. There are a few times in the Bible where we find that word used in a very eloquent way and appropriate to our context today. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says that as sincere or as newborn babes, we are to desire the sincere milk of the Word. It's the sincere milk of the Word. In Philippians 1 and verse 10, Paul writes and says that we are to be sincere and without offense until the day of the Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 17, when Paul was being called on the carpet as regards to his integrity, Paul says that he had handled the truth with, in his words, sincerity. So at least three times we find a very beautiful usage of that word in the context of how we want to define it today. So we ask the question, exactly how does the Bible define the word sincerity different than we would normally use it? Well, for notice, the word that is originally used here for sincerity is the word that means pure. It is the word in the original that meant unsullied. It was also the word that in their language meant unadulterated. And interestingly, some lexicons give the definition to this word that it is free from any spot or blemish. It is actually able to bear up under investigation by the sunlight. Now that seems like an odd definition, but I want to show you a word picture that makes that extremely interesting. Our English word sincerity comes from the Latin word. We've just transliterated the Latin form. The first word, the first segment of that word, sine, is the word that actually meant it meant without, and the word sera that meant wax. And so they would use that word sincera to talk about being without wax. And here's why they would do that. In ancient times, pottery makers would get their pottery together, and an unscrupulous pottery maker may have something that would come out of the oven full of cracks. And to disguise those cracks, to prevent that from being seen by the buyer, he would simply fill those cracks with wax. An honest pottery seller would actually stand in the market and yell, "Sincere," and he would say, "Without wax." And those who would investigate the pottery could then take that piece of pottery and hold it to the sunlight, and the sunlight would reveal the flaws in the pottery because it would seep through the wax. And so that's why they would sell their pottery without wax, those honest men. And they would use that word to describe the honesty, really the integrity of the man selling the pottery. He was sincere. And so when it comes to the Bible, clearly our lives are be the same way. We are to be able to take our life and hold it up to the sunlight in a manner of speaking, and when it's held to the sunlight, in that figurative sense, we are to be able to bear up under that investigation. Let me give you two verses that I think are absolutely outstanding verses in this context. First of all, in 2 Peter 3, verses 1 and 2, I want you to notice that Peter says, "This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in which I both stir up your pure minds," that is, your sincere minds, "by way of remembrance." That means that our minds are to be sincere. As we defined in word picture, they are to be without wax. It means that when our thinking, our mindset, our attitude is held up to the investigation of the sunlight, it ought to be seen as being flawless. That means, friends, and for me too, that even though I may be apart from everybody, God still knows what I'm thinking, and I must make sure that my mind is without wax. It is pure. It is unadulterated. It's unsullied. And again, I may be able to keep my mindset, my attitude, even what I'm thinking away from people in the world, but God knows. And so I must make sure that even my mind is pure. The second verse is Philippians 1:10, and I made reference to that just a minute or two ago. And Paul says that we are to be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. And he's talking about the actions of the Christian. Not only must my mindset be without wax in that manner of speaking, but my life must be without wax too. I must be able to hold my life to the sunlight. And there ought to be no flaws in my life. I ought to be able to hold it to the sunlight. Even people ought to be able to hold my life to the sunlight and see that I am a man of integrity. I am without wax, so to speak. And so we encourage all of us, myself included, that we must be sincere. There must be no pretense to the Christian life, no trickery. There must be no show to the Christian life. We must be genuine Christians. So I ask you today, are you sincere? Can you honestly say in that word picture that your life is without wax? Can you hold your life and your mind to the sunlight and see no flaws, no blemishes? If we can say, okay, I've got some blemishes, I've got some flaws, then we need to go back to the blueprint of the Bible and let our lives be conformed to the image of the Christ. Sincere. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.